A lecture titled Countering the Culture of Clinton-Hating will be held today at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock. Former journalist and author David Brock will be speaking at the event. He's founder of a nonprofit group called Media Matters for America. In the 1990s, he wrote for several conservative publications, which investigated President Clinton's business dealings in Arkansas and his former associates, writing stories highly critical of the president and suggesting all kinds of improprieties. But later he changed his political beliefs. David Brock joins me now by phone. And first, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
You spent a bit of time in Arkansas about the time President Clinton took office. Explain the kind of reporting you were doing.
At the time, I was working for a conservative magazine, The American Spectator. And soon after President Clinton was elected, there really were a number of people that were working with me who were openly talking about how to get President Clinton impeached, and a project was started called the Arkansas Project that was basically a dirt-digging operation that led to allegations of all sorts of allegations, financial fraud, drug running, and even murder. Personally, I was down here on a reporting expedition that resulted in what the press dubbed Troopergate, which was a story about President Clinton's former security staff when he was governor and the tales they told about both Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I also spent a number of weeks all over the state for a book that I wrote in the mid-1990s about Hillary Clinton.
Was there any substance to what you were reporting? Do you feel you were reporting fairly, or was this, you know, you mentioned there was a clear political motivation?
Sure. There was a clear political agenda, I think, in what we were doing. And I certainly don't think the journalistic standards were high enough for some of the pieces that ran to pass muster. The Trooper story in particular that I wrote didn't really stand up to scrutiny later. It also turned out that some conservative businessman with connections to Newt Gingrich had paid them in exchange for giving the interviews to me, and that is certainly not a standard practice as far as journalistic ethics go. So, yeah, there were severe factual problems with some of the work. I would say the majority of it. Now, in the case of the Hillary Clinton book, I made an effort to try to be as fair as I could, having had some negative experiences prior to that, and not necessarily trusting some of the more biased sources. I don't think that book was perfect, but I think it came closer to the mark of something that could stand up to the test of time than anything else I did.
But apparently some people weren't happy that there wasn't as much dirt, perhaps, on in your book on Hillary Clinton?
Yes, that's right. That book was commissioned as, the expectation was it would be a hit job, and it was scheduled to come out right before the 1996 election. And I think in the conservative world, the hope was that it would have the silver bullet that would, you know, finally stop the Clintons. And it certainly did not have that. I looked, you know, as thoroughly as one could look. I did more than 100 interviews for the book I wrote on Hillary Clinton, and I tried to look at every piece of paper with her name on it. And I did an independent analysis that was not not predicated on, I would say, conservative stereotypes of Hillary Clinton. And the result of that was the audience in the conservative world for the book was very disappointed in it. And that was the beginning of my disassociation, really, from the conservative movement. And that really became mutual at some point, although when the Hillary Clinton book first came out, there were a number of denunciations of me by my former colleagues.
And at one point when she was First Lady, Hillary Clinton suggested There was a vast right-wing conspiracy that was out to get her husband. In politics, candidates or people in office typically have opponents digging for dirt. Was what you were a part of really any different from what had been done before?
Well, yes, I think it was. A conspiracy, at least the way I would define it, is a wrongful scheme. And I think that the project that I mentioned, this Arkansas project, went much further than the typical back and forth of politics and even the harder stuff when people are doing research and looking for negative material. One of the things that was distinct about it, I think, was that a lot of conservatives didn't accept the legitimacy of the 1992 election. And so I could see some of the more aggressive activity happening in campaign contexts. But really what happened here was, I think, an attempt to throw sand in the gears of progressive governance. And as I mentioned, there were people who thought that Bill Clinton should be thrown out of office before they really had any proof of such a thing. And so I think in the character and nature of it, it was different. And of course, it actually did end up in an impeachment inquiry. And so even though that effort failed, damage was done to the country, I think. Damage was done to the discourse. And I think there are some strains of what you saw for the first time back in the 1990s, the scandal politics that are even evident today. And that's something I'm going to talk about today.
And there was a string of scandals, one after another, which never really seemed to stick until Monica Lewinsky.
That's right. There was Whitewater, and there was my own Trooper Gate, and there was Travel Gate and File Gate. There were several gates, there was a circuitous route. But the Trooper Gate story I wrote ended up triggering the Paul Jones lawsuit against the president, and of course that's how Monica Lewinsky was unearthed. And so that was a result, in my view, of a very overzealous special prosecutor who was appointed to look into one thing and turned his investigation into quite an aggressive fishing expedition, and eventually did find something, but it's something that the public rejected really as something that was a valid issue for in terms of its bearing on public duties. And so in that sense, of course, the effort was pretty decisively rejected by the public.
You mentioned your evolution. Expand a little on that, how you went from being, you called yourself a right-wing hitman to now running Media Matters, which is described as being progressive and correcting conservative misinformation in the media. Essentially, now you're defending the people who you once targeted.
Yes, that's right. I wrote a book about my experiences in the conservative movement that, which was inspired actually by Hillary Clinton's comment about the vast right-wing conspiracy, because most insiders scoffed when she said that, and I thought it was correct and documented it. And when I put that book out, it got me in a lot of conversations with progressives and Democrats about the machinery, the political machinery that the right had built up over the years that I was once a part of, and whether there could be effective responses to that by progressives. Now, I didn't change my ideological stripes overnight. This was a course of several years of evolution that started with just a rejection of the dishonesty, really, that I saw and that I saw reflected in my own work and felt complicit in, and that was rewarded. And then later, it became more of a reconsideration of a lot of other things that I was told in the conservative world. And so today I do run a fact check organization that's focused on conservative misinformation. I think I bring a little something special to the task, having committed it myself. And we run essentially a 24/7 rapid response style war room in Washington, D.C., and monitor a cross-section of media and post to a website a range of corrections.
Well, with many anticipating that Hillary Clinton will run for president, there's renewed scrutiny of the Clinton years. The Clinton Library here in Little Rock has now recently released some of his presidential papers, but despite the time period now passing for when such documents should be released, there are complaints that more needs to be coming out more quickly. But what do you anticipate we'll see if Hillary Clinton does indeed get in the race?
Well, I think what we're already starting to see is a conservative strategy to recycle and relitigate a lot of what was, in my view, put to bed in the 1990s. Was thoroughly investigated, I think we, even more than thoroughly, and I think we know all the facts. But Senator Rand Paul and the chairman of the Republican National Committee and some others have been out there in the cable TV saying that they are going to bring up things that were looked into 20 years ago and try to make a political issue against Hillary Clinton of them. I think if that is the strategy, it won't work. And I say that because, I mean, I think I might know more than many about the right-wing efforts to market that kind of scandal material, and it certainly didn't defeat the Clintons the first time. I don't think it will this time. And so I think that's part of the strategy, and I think the other part of it is just the obsessive attention to Hillary Clinton at a time when she's a private citizen, she's not a candidate for anything, which I think is part of a strategy to wear her out and wear people out on her. Folks can see, you know, all the media coverage that she gets with the media looking for any Hillary Clinton-related crumb and, you know, making a bigger deal out of it than I think it actually is.
And I should point out that you are part of a super PAC that would be supporting her if she does indeed run.
That's right. Yeah, in addition to Media Matters, I run a Democratic Party-affiliated super PAC called American Bridge, and we have a dedicated project in that super PAC called Correct the Record that is working every day in every news cycle to correct and rebut and push back against false attacks on potential Democratic nominees for president in 2016. And of course, most of that work has been centered on Hillary Clinton, since she is the object of a number of super PACs on the Republican side who are out to tarnish her record and her reputation, I think, to create a very negative environment that might discourage her from running.
That's David Brock, who will be speaking today at the Clinton Presidential Center at noon. And I understand this is your first time back in Arkansas in 22 years, but I guess with a very different agenda now.
Yeah, that's right. First as a critic, and now as a supporter.
David Brock, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
This is KUAR 89.1.